Bava Kamma, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes, 10:9, and we go back again to the topic of restrictions on buying goods that seem to be stolen. That's our Mishnah topic, is if it's suspicious and seems that it's probably stolen, then one may not buy it. And the way it could be suspicious that it's probably stolen is illustrated in two different ways in our Mishnah. One is if the majority of these types of objects sold by these types of people are actually stolen, so then you can't participate in buying them as well. Or even if that's not the case, but if the way in which the merchant is acting or telling the purchaser to behave in a secret way suggests that, you know, he's got something to hide and therefore they must be stolen. So in those two cases, one would not be allowed to purchase the goods. Our mission will give five examples of things you may not buy and five examples of things that you could buy. So the mission says inside, Ein lokhin min haroim, you may not purchase from shepherds. A shepherd, of course, is someone who's been hired by a third party to guard his flock. So that means he's there to protect the sheep from bad things happening to them. So then you may not buy from them tzemer, wool, because where do you think that this guy is a shepherd by day, has a night job selling wool? Where did that wool come from? You have to be suspicious that most shepherds who are selling wool are getting it from the sheep they're supposed to be taking care of. The chalav, or milk, where do you think they got the milk from? They milked the goats they were taking care of. Ugadim, or little baby lambs or kids. Again, they probably snatched them from the very flock they're supposed to protect. Veloma shomre peros, etzem uferos. And same goes if you have someone who's been hired, his day job is to protect the orchard. You know, he's got this, he's supposed to protect the apple orchard from people stealing the apples. And then at night, he has a side job where he sells apples, where he sells wood from an apple, from apple wood. So then again, super suspicious. Likely he is misappropriating what he's supposed to be guarding, and therefore you may not purchase such things from such a person, because most of the time it is going to be the product of some kind of illegal activity. Of a lokin min hanashim, clay tsemer be Yehuda, you could buy from women in Yehuda, that's the southern part of Israel, clay tsemer. Clay means clothing, so it's woolen clothing, because wool was very cheap in Yehuda, the southern part of Israel, and therefore, even though a married woman normally doesn't have her own independent stuff, and she would need permission from her husband, the assumption is that the wool is pretty cheap in the Yehuda, and therefore the husband would have no objections to his wife selling wool and keeping that money. Wool products. Ukle pishtan begalil. Same goes if you have linen clothing that's being sold in the northern part of Israel. Again, pishtan, flax, from which you make the linen, was inexpensive there, and presumably the husband wouldn't care if the wife was making and selling that. And the agalim b'sharon, same goes if a woman is selling calves, little baby, you know, baby cows, in the Sharon region, because again, that's where they would raise calves, there are many calves, inexpensive, the husband would presumably be not makbid. B'chulan, and even in these scenarios where it's permitted to buy this stuff, let's say from this woman, she'amru lahatmin, if the salesperson says, like the woman in this case, says, oh, you can buy it, just please like hide it. You know, don't tell anyone that you bought this from me. Put it in your pocket, don't let anyone see it. That kind of stuff. Then it becomes usser, because why in the world is a salesperson trying to get you to hide the fact that you purchase it? Probably because it's illegal. V'lokhin beitzim v'tarnagolim b'chol makom. And the Mishnah, these things, beitzim are eggs and tarnagolim are chickens. You can buy them from anywhere, anytime, meaning in the Galil, in the Shon, in the Yehuda, doesn't matter, because eggs, like chicken eggs and chickens, are so inexpensive, no one's mopping on them, there's no reason to think people would be stealing eggs, it just doesn't make sense, and therefore, you can always buy them. I should point out, if the egg salesperson is telling you to hide the eggs that you bought so no one should see, again, it would become usser, because the suspicion is raised that these eggs are obviously illegal, and that's why the salesperson is asking you to conceal your purchase of them.